I am standing at the edge of a house of a Palestinian who actually lives in the middle of a settlement and refused to leave. Well, there are neighborhoods on both sides. Settlements on both sides. Alright. This is the front of the house. This is the gate. As you see, it goes all the way around this way. Here's the house. Over to the side. You can look through here. You'll see that there's more gates on the other side to keep people out of here. As you can see, when I walk around this house, there is a gate that literally, or a wall, I guess you would say, literally surrounds this entire house. On all sides. All sides of the house completely surrounded.
They built the settlement by force on my land.
And you can
the army protected the settlers and the construction workers while they were building the settlement. They told him that all your land is not your land, this is state land. Therefore you have to go to leave. He told them, no, this is my father's land, my grandfather's land. And they said, everything on this land is owned by the state. He said, any deeds that were before the Israeli occupation and before 1948 during the British colonialism, they would not recognize it. This is what they told. They told me that as long as the state of Israel exists, no Palestinian or non-Palestinian has property over this ownership of this land. It's all state land. He said his great grandfather lived on this land for more than 90 years, and the land is owned by him. It's under his name. He said that one day a very senior intelligence Israeli official came to see him. How much is the land worth? I'll give it to you.
أنا حلفت له يمين أقسمت برب العالمين إن لو بتجيب إسرائيل كل ما تملك في الداخل وفي الخارج مقابل ذرة تراب هيك بين أصابعك تكيمة هيك تنفخ عليها تطير ما بعطيك.
I told him and told others that if they give me all the money that the state of Israel owns, I will never sell them one piece of the soil of this land. He said, from 1987 until today, we're still going to court against the settlers.
And
we have not given up the land that they have built the settlement on. Until now, we are demanding that we regain our
Until
now, they're trying to force us out of this house.
He said,
the first time that they set up this gate, they built this gate, for 3 months they did not open it, so we were trapped inside. To leave the house, we had to call the Red Cross, the Israeli-Palestinian coordination, military coordination office. They would not open the big gate, they would open only the small gate. And my dad cannot leave the house because he has a stroke. until the, unless the car comes from here, the door. After 3 months, after 3 months, we got a court order that the gate would be open. So it would be open 24 hours.
And this is us leaving. A lot of money spent for one house. Pretty big gates.
That is Lebanon was living there, and we were talking to him.